At Aussie Broadband, our way of taking on the end of financial year is providing great value you can trust from the telco you can trust. Join Mobile Phone Service Provider of the Year, Aussie Broadband, before June 30 and get 50% off selected mobile plans for 6 months. Half price, full value. Woohoo! Switching is simple. No complex forms needed here. Just head to aussiebroadband.com.au. That's the actual Aussie way. T's and C's apply. Awarded by Roy Morgan.
As I bid you a final goodbye, instant noodles. Thank you for always being there for me, through good times and bad breakups. What you lacked in taste and nutritional value, you more than made up for by helping me save for New York. Yes, yes, even you have an expiry date.
If you're eating 2 months of noodles to get to New York, we'll help you wrangle your money. Nap, more than money.
Around Australia, if you drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because, as you know, you are the journalist of the two of us, but sometimes I don't stay in my lane.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
Fresh.
You heard it here first.
As it was happening.
Breaking news.
From...
This one's July 2023.
With the big dog.
That's quite recent.
It is. This segment...
It's quite fresh.
I often stumble across a news story and think, that's wonderful. I'll bring it on the show. And then one of the producers prints it out for me and tells me, do you know this is from 1998? And I go, I still want to do it. This is good stuff because this is from over in the States. And it was a wedding at a farm, right? And you know what the bride's mother did as a surprise?
She rode in on a horse.
She did not. She surprised the bride with a groomsman. And have a look how cute
you mean
the groomsman
surprised...
is.
Who's that?
Look at that.
He's wearing a horse head.
No, no.
No, what? I can't see.
No, that's a llama.
Oh, he's a llama.
You look at him.
Who's the man, though? Who's the actual groomsman?
The man, no, the man's the groom. That's the bride and groom with a llama.
But who... Oh, my God, it's an act. Sorry, I thought it was a human with a llama head.
It's an actual llama.
It's an actual llama wearing a black tie suit.
They put a tuxedo on. Isn't
it the
best?
Standing up like that?
It's a costume that makes it look like it's got hands.
Hold on. Llamas can't stand up like that. That's not a real llama.
That's just its front legs.
Sorry, I didn't think we'd have to explain a costume to you.
What's happening? So the hands, is this an actual llama?
Yes.
Or is this a...
It's an actual llama.
Okay.
And so the hands are part of the costume.
Yeah.
And so the legs are the llamas.
Yeah.
And then the front, it's front legs. Its back legs are hidden in that photo.
Oh, it's not standing up like this.
No, that's the costume.
So it's standing down like that.
Like a llama.
On all fours.
Yes.
But it's got
a costume
on it, makes it look like a person.
No, it's
like a llama.
Oh, my God.
They've just dressed the front half up.
Well, do you know what's great here?
Carrie,
do you know what's great here? Maybe you can save some of these questions because, as you know.
No. If we.
On this show.
It's because it's.
We're the only show.
It's because it's her last day here with us in studio that you're doing this, isn't it?
What
is that
mean?
All? I will humour it only if this is the last time we ever speak to an animal.
Sorry, what do you think we're going
to
do?
Speak to a llama, and that is our producer Pip, who's about to move into state, and I know that's what's about to happen.
Why would we speak to a llama?
Because you guys seem to think it's entertaining, and it's never entertaining to speak to animals.
You're a journalist, and this story is from a year ago. I'm not going to go straight to the source of this story. From a year ago. Do you really think
so if you're not going to speak to the llama, who are we speaking to?
It's an interesting idea you've had, though, and perhaps we should.
Well, there's no one on the phone.
Oh, that's
interesting. Carrie can see that.
So here's the thing, because it got me thinking. You know how many times on this show we've done great things by simply going by the motto, if you build it, they will come.
Mm-hmm.
So we started talking about the Spice Girls and how we were going to go when they were doing gigs over in the UK, and we had no tickets, no access, nothing, and we just talked about it enough that it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Well... You notice how that's a wedding, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've decided, everybody's on my back about getting married, and I've decided that I'm just going to use the principle, if we build it, they will come.
Are you going to marry a llama?
That's very offensive. I have picked out a wedding venue.
He does look pretty cute, though.
He's so cute. I've
picked out... What do you mean? Hold on, what's happening? So just to set, we're not talking to a llama.
Why would we?
Okay,
you're sounding
that's good.
Like
I can tick.
Insane
I can tick that off the list. So now we're planning your wedding. Is that what's happening in this break?
So okay. I've picked out a venue.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have it at Tambo Farms.
Where's
it's a beautiful,
Tambo Farms?
Beautiful Victorian wedding venue.
Okay,
it's fantastic. So I'm going to go down to Victoria for my wedding.
My wedding planner. I just need to know if I need to start taking notes.
I'm way ahead of you.
Okay.
So you need a time machine if you want to start the wedding planning.
Okay.
Obviously, I love this idea of having an animal in your bridal party.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is, if I'm going to pick. Like my best man, I've got two dogs and I don't want to break one of their hearts.
Oh, no.
So I've decided I'm going to go, because I've did some research and I found, as you know, my dogs are called Rocky and Rambo. Mm-hmm. I have managed to find an alpaca called Rocky. And Rocky is going to be my best man.
The alpaca?
Yeah.
And then the other's going to be just your groomsman, Rocky and Rambo.
No, no, no. Well, I think one animal is enough in the bridal.
You're not going to have your actual dogs, but you're going to have
some. No, because they'll be on the sauce and I can't rely on them to turn up on time. True. So I thought maybe you would want to, because you're going to be a big part of the wedding, being one of my best friends. So I thought you would want to meet Rocky. This is my groomsman.
Oh, my God. You've got to love. Oh, my God.
What isn't this great? And this is Deb from Tambo Farm where I'm going to have my wedding. Isn't it great? This is our alpaca.
You guys have
on the head. Not on the head.
Not on the head.
Oh. Anywhere else you can pat him. And if you lean down, he'll give you a kiss.
Oh.
That's it.
Oh.
Oh, you're so cute.
Not on the head. Not on the head. If you're looking for a Victorian wedding venue, Tambo Farms. Oh. They have a wedding open day this Sunday, 1 till 5. Is Rocky going to be there, Deb?
Rocky will be there.
Rocky will be there.
We have a couple of llamas as well, Byron and Elton. They'll be there too.
Elton?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. If you want information, check out Tambo Farm's Instagram, at Tambo Farm. He's so, isn't he?
Do you want a kiss?
Absolutely, I want a kiss.
I want to cuddle him. Okay. If I was a little kid, I'd want him to come to bed with me. You know, he's so snuggly.
He is very soft and snuggly.
Why do we have an alpaca?
Tommy's planning his wedding. At Carrie Tommy Show on the socials if you want to see Tommy's groomsman.
Best man.
Oh, best man. So sorry.
How many weddings, firstly, do you think Rocky's been part of?
Got a few gigs coming up. Byron, one of the llamas, has been in a couple of weddings for photos.
Yes.
But we only ever have one animal at a time because if the llamas are together, they will spit on each other. So best not to do that on your wedding day.
Do they? I don't even know.
I don't know. I think it's a bit of a power thing or something. But Byron's beautifully behaved on his own.
They spit on each other.
Yeah, they do.
Did he spit in your mouth, Gary?
He didn't. Yeah, trust me, if he spat, you would know if he spat, it stinks.
Deb, have you ever had someone book a wedding? So at the moment, I'm set on having my wedding at your farm. It's beautiful.
You better.
Yeah, and Rocky's going to be there.
Yeah.
Have you ever had someone book a wedding without yet having a bride?
No, but I hear you're looking for love.
Yes.
Yeah. You're a little bit young for me. But...
If it was you, would we get a discount on the venue?
Oh, look, if it was me, it'd be free venue hire.
Guys, I'm going to leave the room.
It's all coming together.
But sadly for you, Tommy, I'm afraid I've got some bad news. I have a beautiful man in my life, so I can't. Yeah. I just can't.
Okay. thank you so much for coming in. Rocky's absolutely gorgeous. As I said, you guys have an open day this Sunday from 1 till 5 p.m. And if you want to check out their gorgeous animals and the beautiful venue, just head to Instagram, Tambo Farm is where you need to have a look. Deb, thank you so much.
That's a pleasure.
You're known as Sarah the Carer. It's why you're picking up your niece from a party at 1 a.m. And after blowing a tyre, it's also why you're having a deep and meaningful at 1:15. Thankfully, 24/7 roadside assist is included as standard with UE's comprehensive car insurance. You'll always be you. So get insurance that's a bit more U-shaped. UE. You insured. Product issued by UE Pty Limited. Consider our car insurance PDS to decide if this product is right for you. Exclusions, limits and additional fees may apply. PDS, T's and C's and TMD available at ue.com.au.
This is the story of Tina's group dinner at Mario's. As Tina sat down, her mind was on the bill. So when the water came, she stuck with still. She declined the wine, said no way to entree. But when they'd all had their fill, the waiter let spill. I'm so sorry, madame. We don't split the bill. Tina looked around and shook her head in defeat. She knew she'd be meal prepping all through next week.
If eating out is eating into your budget, we'll help you wrangle your money. Nap. More than money.